The following announcement has been paid for by Nerds Watching Wrestling and All Tied Up Network.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, this is the Nerds Watching Wrestling Podcast.
Where it has changed to Justice for Toxic Attraction.
Give it back. We will say it every day until we get it back.
They can come back Tuesday and I'll be like, all right.
Like, this is one thing I learned being a wrestling fan, is that we can will anything back into existence. Because, like, we got CM Punk back after 7 years. So, like, I'm about to start my Ollie Davis level Toxic Attraction. Hype train, like, Toxic Attraction to NXT confirmed. Like,
you gotta get it.
Like, I'm keep saying until it happens, Toxic Attraction back together on the main roster. I love it.
Main roster, no. NXT, yes.
Toxic Attraction just as the threesome of JC Jane, Gigi Dolan, and Mandy Rose.
Calling that a threesome is an interesting choice of word, but
it's a trio. It's a threesome.
There you go.
Like,
see, there you go.
Everything doesn't have to be dirty, because this is a PG show.
I said interesting. You said dirty. Like,
but like, it's whatever. Like, I'm tired of y'all euphemisms. I am the Southern Wrestling Scott of CJ
that word either, and I am Laquan Deniable.
And once again, it's just your tag team champions, Ignis Incorporated, in the booth today. It is AEW Dynasty tonight, so we had sit through Rampage and Collision. Like, they did a three-hour little gig last night. So, you know, they go home. It's their go-home show. Like, they was in Peoria, Illinois. They kilted it.
It is wild.
They did. Like, when we went to the Collision review, some of these matches were bangers, like, including the Bunker House match between the Don Callis family and the Blackpool Combat Club. We'll get into that later. As well as our review of Monday Night Raw, Friday Night SmackDown, AEW Dynasty card. We're going to give you all the full rundown on that. And before we hop into those, we are here with a quick review of one of TNA's big pay-per-views on the scene. Last night, they held their Rebellion pay-per-view. Had a couple of returns for TNA, like big returns for TNA, like,
yeah,
like three household names, like, one, even though one is mainly a tag team competitor, like, one of these people single-handedly saved the company.
Yeah, got it back off some bad times.
All right, so just gonna jump into a quick review of TNA Rebellion. Leon Slater and the ABC, Ace Austin and Chris Bay defeated the Rascals, Trey Miguel, Zachary Wentz, and Myra Mead in the six-man tag team match. Shouts out to the ABC for still being the only credible tag team in the Bullet Club.
Still only credible tag card. They still are, like, it's probably the only one in, that's probably the only tag team we have in base Bullet Club, because, you know, we have,
like, who's in War Dogs in the tag team?
Clark Connors and Dan Maloney are your IWGP Tag Team Champion. Junior, I want to say, not Junior, them big folks ain't Junior.
I ain't doing Junior, nothing.
But no, Clark Connors and Dan Maloney of Bullet Club War Dogs are your IWGP Tag Champions.
It's still ABC. It's still ABC all day.
I mean, yeah.
Like,
they cute or whatever.
And then they just resigned with Impact, so they're going to be with Impact for a minute.
Going to be with them boys for a while.
I was teaming with the recently debuting Leon Slater, who's been putting in a good showing on Impact TV. They took out the Rascals, including Myron Reed, former MLW welterweight champion. I believe that's what they call it. Welterweight, that's not like the women's belt. Middleweight. Myron Reed, former MLW middleweight champion, teamed with the Rascals, like, on the outside indie promotions like Wrestling Revolver. So, like, yeah, good for them. Nice little six-man, like, had to be mad fast-paced.
Out there doing it.
Laredo Kid defeated Crazy Steve to become the new TNA Digital Media Champion. The streak continues. New champ.
Every time we record.
Like we make wrestling happen. Danny Luna and Jody Threat.
Wrestling happen. I think wrestling just happens, but like.
Nah, because like they know about the streak. The wrestling universe knows about our streak. So they know we have to swap. Because, bro, like, there's a title match Monday, so when we record next week, we'll have another new champion.
Whatever. Like, I'm not.
You got to think about it.
I'm not falling for your propaganda. I'm not.
I mean, the following is an important message brought to you by All Tied Up Productions and the Nerds Watching Wrestling.
Tell these people what you got to tell them. Tell these people what you got to tell them, please.
Like I said, Danny Luna and Jody Threat, the team of Spitfire, defended the Knockouts Tag Team Championships against Rosemary and Havoc. Mustafa Ali defended his TNA X Division Championship against Jake Something. And now, if this was anybody else, I would have wanted Jake Something to win the match. I'm not even going to hold you. For a minute, even though it's Ali, I wanted Jake Something to win this match because I want Jake Something just to win something.
Jake Champion.
Like Jake Champion. Don't that sound good?
His name is going to be Jake Champion.
What's my name?
When he gets that promo, that's when he gonna get it. When he get that, I want my name to be Jake Champion. That's when he gonna get him a belt on him.
We gotta give him TV time to cut that promo.
Hey, we give him TV time and he matches and he just start beating up on folks.
Black Hole Slam.
It ain't even a Black Hole Slam. It's that catching power bomb from somebody on the top rope. Like catches opponent, roll through, picks them up.
Oh, that was disrespectful. Oh, like Jake Something is disrespectful.
That's just in the kit. Like that's just a move I do.
Rich Swann defeated Joe Hendry after an assist from AJ Francis and an NFL Hall of Famer or somebody. Like I didn't know, bro.
Like. Hey. Yeah.
Like, it happens, like TNA loves
keep
their football.
Keep football out, my wrestling.
But TNA love it, though. Like, TNA would quit to bring in
keep
a football player. Like
football out, my wrestling.
Like, I gotta remember, Adam Pac-Man Jones is a former tag team champion.
Yeah.
With the current tag team champion. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Frankie Kazarian defeated Eric Young in a Full Metal Mayhem match. Full Metal Mayhem is TNA versions of TLC, so why did Frankie Kazarian win this match via pinfall? That's crazy.
What was going to be on the top of the ladder?
Why make it Full Metal Mayhem if y'all ain't got nothing to wager?
Right, baby, it's just because it sounds cool.
They did a Full Metal Mayhem match on the same card that they have a Last Man Standing match.
It sounds cool.
Anyway, we'll get to that Last Man Standing match in a minute. The returning from AEW, Mike Santana, former four-time Impact World Tag Team Champion, defeated Steve Macklin in his return match. Mike Santana is now a single star. He has left Pride and Powerful and AEW. Back to TNA.
It's just me, is it?
Oh, no. Cut that.
Day one.
Cut that.
Day uno.
Cut that. That is not on my wrestling.
Day uno.
First of all, he's from Puerto Rico or something.
Oh, you sounded real confident. sounded real confident over there.
Way more confident than I am than you having that come out your mouth ever again.
I was very confident, and I'll say it again.
But I'm going to just fly past that. The system, Eddie Edwards and Brian Myers, retained the TNA World Tag Team Championship.
Shouts out to Brian Myers doing leaps and bounds more in his career now than
Curt Hawkins ever did.
I was going to say than ever, but I'm so glad you made it much nicer. But yes, than Curt Hawkins ever did. But Brian Myers' career over here in TNA is pretty much doing his thing over here, getting a wrestle. He a champion. Had some stories. Had a clothesline on him.
Like I said, they defeated the team of Speedball Mountain, Mike Bailey, and Trent Seven. Josh Alexander defeated Alexander Hammerstone in a Last Man Standing match. Like I said, like, that's the match that had that nightmare pendulum from the top rope to the mat onto some thumbtacks. No. First of all, the fact that didn't win that match is egregious. Because I just told you that Josh Alexander was the winner of that match.
Yeah, I mean, this their third or fourth time fighting, ain't it? They just go out there like Kong and Godzilla, just fight for a little while, then, you know, leave.
Like, come back, throw bows again. Like, two of the best wrestlers out right now.
Come back, throw bows again, leave.
Like, simple as that. Jordynne Grace defeated Steph DeLanda in a very convoluted match for the Knockouts World Championship.
And that's all that is to that match,
honestly. No, because there's a return in, so we got to set it up. So, boom, a la la. At some point, the referee...
Did you say boom, ah,
I said boom, a la la.
Sound the same, but like...
But at some point during the match, the referee gets knocked out, so one of the good hands decided he's going to be the ref. And then, like, while Steph DeLanda looked like she had the pin, the lights go out, and oh my God, it's PCO.
In a women's match, because
in the women's world, this is the knockouts world title match.
And the PCO in the knockouts world title match, because why?
The good hands are here, because why? Okay.
The good hands are canonically paid workers. Like Matt Cardona / Steph DeLander paid them off the hell out in this match. I'll get that storyline. I'll agree with that. The Frankenstein monster that don't talk, that don't got nothing to do with the good hands. So
after the PCO gets rid of the good hands, you know, Steph DeLander tries on, you know, the little flirt. It don't work. She about to get choke slam before.
PCO don't talk. Wait.
Like, she look like she about to get choke slam before.
Who she flirting with? The Frankenstein?
Yeah, like, try to touch the perfect creation one, you feel me? But,
No.
Big Con, Conor O'Brien, Big Con came out and made the save.
Not you doxing that man on the podcast. That's wild.
So people who don't know who that is. Conor O'Brien.
So
like,
wrestling podcast is Big Con, baby.
Like, we're also talking about TNA right now. So,
his Big Con in TNA. Right?
Like I said, Big Con.
Doxing that man on the podcast.
Steph DeLanda from PCO. Then just, you know, pie face, mush mouth Jordynne Grace. Before Jordynne Grace hits him in the cojones. Obviously, that doesn't last long because Big Con got big cojones, so that pain only registers for a short period of time. So Big Con and the good hands look like they're about to get the drop on Jordynne Grace before the lights cut out again. And it's Sami Callihan. Oh my God, he's back for the fifth time.
Surprising no one.
Like, surprising no one, because they said who might be coming back at Rebellion. One of the first names that came out of my mouth was Sami Callihan. Like, knew it off the rip that Sami was coming back. But yeah, Sami Callihan is here again.
Welcome back again.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Again. Like,
just got to see where that's going to go.
The same place it went, but it's okay.
And in the main event, Moose defeated Nick Nemeth to retain the TNA World Heavyweight Championship. After the match, the system looked like they were going to come out and celebrate before the lights went out again. And broken Matt Hardy appeared behind Moose, laid him out with the Twist of Fate, and stood tall with the world title. Broken Matt Hardy is now back in TNA.
And that's all broken. The time I'm going to give it. That's all the time I'm going to give it. You can do it. You can say what you want. Like, them two sentences is all the time I'm giving Matt Hardy in general. So, like,
just
go
straight
off.
Not regular Matt Hardy. Like, not my heart is back. Yes, the savior of pro wrestling, Broken Matt Hardy, is in TNA again. So, yeah, nice little show from Rebellion. Like, nice little Saturday night full of wrestling. Obviously, there was other wrestling on Saturday, so, like, people probably had that attention divided, but, like, yeah, Mike Santana, Matt Hardy, and Sami Callihan back in Impact Wrestling, all former champions in Impact Wrestling. Joins a mad competitive roster. Like, you heard the names we just ran down that was all on this show. Joins a very competitive roster of people.
I mean, yeah, we'll see what happens. Like I said, I ain't giving too much talk on Matt Hardy and NXT, and not NXT, and TNA. So like,
NXT is wild.
In TNA, so like, yeah, he do. Or whatever, I guess. Hooray.
All right, congratulations, TNA. Can't wait to see what y'all do next. All right, let's talk about Monday Night Raw.
We have to.
We do, because we have. So we got to talk about the unfortunate state of
the women's division.
Because Monday Night Raw opens on the sourest of sour notes. As reported on, Rhea Ripley suffered a shoulder injury. Or is it shoulder or collarbone? Collarbone injury. Has suffered a collarbone injury from that backstage attack segment filmed last week. So at the hands of Liv Morgan. Mommy has now vacated the Women's World Championship.
I got a new champion. Vacant is now the Women's World Champion.
Like, shouts out Vacant. Vacant is now the second person ever to hold the Women's World Championship. Vacant doing a bit. But, yeah. Rhea says she's vacating that title, not because she's hurt, but because she's going to be locked up in jail for when she finally leaves. Who then comes out, you hurt, you mad. It was announced later this week that the new women's world champion will be determined via a battle royal tomorrow night. Well, y'all be listening to this on Monday tonight on Monday Night Raw. So, like, predictions for new women's world champion right now. I'm going Liv Morgan
because Santina Marella is coming. I will quit this podcast.
I will
quit. Santina Marella is coming back and will be your first ever woman to be Miss WrestleMania and the women's world champion.
I will quit this podcast the moment I see Santina Marella.
You live. But you know the song? Trap.
Because it was also Billy and Chuck's music.
Bait. But cannot wait for Nia Jax to be y'all's new women's world champion. You heard it here first, folks. It's going to be great.
You going Nia, I'm going Liv.
I mean, you only going Liv because of what she did to Rhea, and I mean, cool.
I was going Liv because, like, I believe Liv, like, was firmly behind Liv beating Rhea for the belt anyway.
Liv's SmackDown title reign was a little bit meh.
Like I said, but that was Liv as a babyface. Now, like,
it was heel leaning because it was
edgy leaning. Then they tried to make it heel leaning because it's Ronda Rousey, and we ain't gonna talk about that one. But like, can we stop talking about her? But nah, with the heat that Liv is definitely getting now that I put mommy on the shelf. Like, we can definitely just turn Liv to a psycho heel with a belt. Like I said, like, give her, like, make her an AJ Lee-esque character. Like, bring back, like, call back up to me if y'all got to, like.
Oh, okay. I guess.
But
not,
yeah.
Not really, but I guess.
But yeah, like, I'm on Team Liv on this one.
Raquel Gonzalez.
That means she got to come back.
I mean, she can. She can come back tomorrow. Well, yeah, she can come back Monday.
Right, we gotta have a couple. We need a couple women to come back tomorrow because they say we're having a battle royal. If we're having a battle royal, there's only currently three believable people in said battle royal. Like, and we've already named two of them. So that means without returns, your world champion is either going to be Liv Morgan, Nia Jax, or Becky Lynch. And then are we gonna let people from SmackDown be in the battle royal? Like, does Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill and Naomi get a shot at this?
I mean, we'll see. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. These here women folk.
A new world champion. History is bound to be made on Monday Night Raw. Sheamus returns next with his written in my face theme. Like, hooray. Like, yeah. I want to sing it so bad, but that was me resisting the urge to sing the song because I want to so bad.
I'm so glad you didn't.
But yeah, Sheamus comes back with his old thing, yay, and he defeats Ivar,
yay.
Next, Triple H and Adam Pearce come out to present the Awesome Truth with the new World Tag Team Championships. Which we call are just the mini versions of the World Championship, just with World Tag Team in red on them.
I mean, essentially. At least it's not a photocopy like the women's title is. Like, the women's copy is a literal photocopy in white.
Like, you mean like the new Women's North American Championship?
Yep. It's just a photocopy in white. I am so good on.
But yeah, After some comedy by the Awesome Truth,
I'm so glad that's all we talked about. Like, just call it comedy and move on.
We then get the triple threat match to determine the number one contenders to said World Tag Team Championships between DIY, New Day, and the Creed Brothers. And anybody with a working brain can tell you that this was all about Regeneration X.
The Creed Brothers.
Aww. Anyway, like, this was definitely about
Creed Brothers.
About Regeneration
X. The Creed Brothers won that tight one that match. Do not listen to my tag team partner. He was asleep during the show.
Denial was so cute. Anyway, DIY.
It is only a river in Egypt and nothing else.
Anyway, DIY won the number one contenders match. They will face Awesome Truth next week. Actually, I don't think this is going to France. I think this is happening next week as well.
I really hope we're going to drag this out to France because I don't got it in me. But
Drew McIntyre kicks the TV after watching Damian Priest's little video package about coming world champion. because you know it should have been him or whatever it was you until you couldn't leave CM Punk alone. Andy Hart went against the Ray, defeated Maxine Dupri and Ivan Nile. Thumbs up.
Impressive.
Andy Hartwell's heel now, quiet. Like, my notes legit say Andy Hartwell versus Candice LeRae versus Maxine Dupri and Ivan Nile, quiet AF.
It was quiet. It was quiet during the match. It was quiet when she turned. It was quiet when they won. It was quiet when they went backstage. Next segment.
Andrade El Idolo defeated Dominic Mysterio.
Okay.
After the match, JD McDonald tried to attack Andrade. Ricochet helped make the save. Like I said, more video packages on, like, more recaps on WrestleMania and stuff. You know, people with their titles and doing their bag. Chelsea Green and Piper Niven defeat Kayden Carter and Katana Chance as we try to build momentum in the women's tag team division.
Yeah.
And then Cody Rhodes comes out and still reminiscing on WrestleMania, like he's still giving his Oscar speech, says he would like to thank Seth Rollins for being his shield. And he also says that he is going to thank Jey Uso for sticking by his side when fighting his bloodline and offers to be at Jey's side as he fights the Judgment Day. Cause, you
to
know,
which Jey responded, "It's just me, Uso." And then Cody Rhodes went backstage.
Basically, Jey Uso, the number one contender for the World Heavyweight Championship, going to France at Backlash. So he took on Finn Balor here in a very good match. Like, Jey and Finn went back and forth. This was the type of showing that Jey needs ahead of a world title match. We're very proud of him. He gets the win with the Uso splash. After the match, all of Judgment Day are trying to attack him before, you know, Jey just escapes through the crowd. Like, four of y'all couldn't get the jump on me. And, like,
four of y'all can get a jump on me. Yeah, like, y'all try.
Like, escapes through.
Y'all suck,
like, escapes through the crowd where the camera follows me all the way outside to where I run into Sami Zayn, who said, like, we were in Montreal for Raw this week. Sami Zayn says he first walked into this building as a fan to watch his very first wrestling match. Now he is about to walk into this building as a singles champion, as he is home to defend his Intercontinental Championship.
And he gets to do it in front of his wife.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, Khadijah. Look, Khadijah, we did it.
But yes, in the main event, Sami Zayn defends his Intercontinental Championship against Chad Gable in a match that had so much wrestling in it. Like, Chad Gable is going to be a champion one day. It's going to happen very soon. It just wasn't finna happen in Montreal.
It just was not about to happen.
It wasn't finna happen in front of Sammy's people.
My house is outside, like around the corner from this stadium. You're not finna beat me. Like, I ain't finna. Nah. Cause first off, Montreal would have beat you. Like, if Chad Gable would not have made it out.
If Gable wins, we riot.
Can you imagine another Montreal screw job and then Gable wins the title?
Ooh, boy, first of all, would have become the biggest heel in wrestling that night. Like, would have matched Shawn Michaels in terms of we hate you here. Because Shawn still can't go to Montreal for real.
Still cannot show up. Like, who are you? Like, stay on that bus. You know better.
I'm saying, but yeah, Sami Zayn got the up on Chad this week. And while I was celebrating, my heel turn happened. Like, we called it last week. Like, we thought it was going to happen in the match. It didn't. Instead, it happened after. Because while you hugging your
hugging your wife
or whatever, you left your back turned. German suplex. I am like, Chad Gable is starting to go full perk angle. Like, put that boy, like, made sure I had him in the corner so where he couldn't go nowhere when I put the ankle lock on him. Like, ooh.
And just stood the
just
wrench.
Just stood on it. Chad Gable is now heel. Now all we got to do is turn the Creed Brothers heel, and we have Team Angle 2.0.
I believe it.
Like, that's what people are clamoring for. Like, Chad Gable actually ditching Tozawa and Otis and picking up Gable and picking up the Creed.
That's exactly like that, I said that. That I said
that's
that.
The Alpha Academy.
I said that myself because who was training me for a match with Sammy?
The Creeds.
I said that with myself, definitely picking up the Creeds and dropping Alpha Academy because y'all out here losing.
Like that's Alpha Academy right there.
Y'all out here losing. I can get these Creeds heal, and get some dubs on. Like yeah, that's how we do that.
But yes, that was Monday Night Raw from Montreal.
Yeah, from Quebec.
Like I said, like got some things developing as we head towards Backlash and the draft. The draft that starts next week.
Next week on Friday night.
Like, it's crazy. Speaking of draft and Friday nights, let's talk about SmackDown.
Tonight is the night.
Bright lights, high crowd.
Are you ready?
I said, not too much wrestling on SmackDown night. Like, they had some good matches, but like everything was mad segment based. So we're just gonna kick into it like how they kicked into it with the action. Number one contenders match for Cody Rhodes, undisputed WWE Championship when we get to France, was determined as AJ Styles took on LA Knight
again.
Like ran it back, like LA versus AJ 2. So fast after WrestleMania, that is egregious. AJ Styles came away with the victory after a phenomenal 4-1, meaning that AJ Styles will be going to France to fight Cody Rhodes for the WWE Championship. Get ready for the next 2 weeks of Bullet Club related, Bullet Club, NWA, TNA related promos.
Like I said, every WWE fan is about to become a Bullet Club savant here in these next few weeks leading up to this match. They finna tell you the Bullet Club birthday, and this is gonna be Bullet wild. Club
birthday Christ.
It's gonna be wild. Honestly, I'm kind of already good on it. Like
Then next up. Triple H is on SmackDown with Nick Aldis to present A-Town Down Under with the much better looking.
The winner
of belt reveal this week.
Winner of the belt reveal, hands down.
Like, much better looking WWE Tag Team Championships. Love those. Like, old school vibes, off the charts. Love them. Looks like a proper tag team belt. First of all, moment of silence for the Penny and Nick. First of all, moment of silence for the Penny and Dime belts 2010-2024. May y'all rest in peace. But like, yeah, like got proper tag belts now. But yeah, A-Town Down Under, you know, heel, so obviously like healed up the segment.
Then nigga Aldis, you got one more time, baby. Do it. Try it.
Oh boy, nigga Aldis, like y'all, say something sideways, Triple H, one more time.
And then me as A-Town Down Under with my brother looks at him. I leave. All right, say something sideways, Triple H. Wrestle me right now, Nick.
Come on, baby.
Come on, do it. You bad. Two or more handicap match right now. Ring the bell.
Call Magnus. Let's go.
All right, ring the bell. Ally, you can't. That's why you can't wrestle. That's why you a GM. No.
But yeah, after getting awarded the new belts, we found out that they will have a number one contender's Fatal 4-Way match happening right now. Between the Street Profits, the Authors of Pain, the New Catch Republic, and Legado del Fantasma. Like, very fun, flippy match. Once again, like, Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne need to hurry up and do something or break up one or two. I'm just going to put it like that. Authors of Pain's created a great foils for the Babyfaces. Angel and Umberto were also in here.
Angel and Umberto were also there in that match.
But we all knew where this was going. We all knew the logical conclusion this was building to. Street Profits. The Street Profits hit the revelation to become your number one contender.
The Street Profits hit the final testament to become your new number one contenders for the tag titles.
They hit the revelation.
So the final testament.
Ain't the final testament the
group, yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, ain't the final testament the group?
The final testament is indeed the group, yes. Yeah. That's about all I got to say on that because I don't really like the competitors involved.
We get a promo showing Solo Sikoa welcoming his MFT to the arena. First of all, what does that mean?
He welcomed his solo Sokoa. Let's keep it.
Like,
keep calling it MFT. I'm gonna keep it.
They keep calling it an MFT, but no one's telling me what MFT stands for. Like, forgive me for being stupid and childish. What does this stand for?
This is a PG podcast, so I can't tell you what I really want to say. So I'm gonna say what I've been saying for the week. Solo Sokoa now has a solo Sokoa. That's it. That's all. That's all it is, and that's all it's gonna be. Hashtag Trick Mellow Gang. Solo Sokoa.
Trick Mellow Gang.
Solo Sokoa has a solo Sokoa because Solo Sokoa's record is 0-34. So now we finna, you know, try to flip that to make it something in 34 so Solo can get some dubs. That's it. That's all this new bloodline story is. That's all. I don't care because we fight Kevin Owens. I really don't care. Solo Sokoa has a Solo Sokoa.
I'm saying we see backstage that Kevin Owens has been in a car accident, so like SmackDown parking lot is now making this case.
SmackDown parking lot trying to get on NXT game. And you're not because
Kevin Owens got into a wreck. You know all that. Nick Aldis thinking like you know it was y'all right.
One who drove that car like he stole it, Tama Tonga, aka Solo Sokoa. Nick Aldis grabbed Paul Heyman like, hey, no, do better or I'm beating.
But you know, Paul's still like, bro, Paul, we didn't make these calls, bro. Like we didn't, like I didn't make this call.
None of us sanctioned this.
Cross is ready for the draft to cause chaos. That means go back to NXT.
Ready for the draft to cause chaos. That means he's ready to be an NXT superstar.
Carlito takes on Santos Escobar next. In a pretty throwaway match, Zelina Vega tried to get involved on Electra Lopez. Electra threw into a barricade. Santos won.
Electra's the better wrestler. I'll say that. Now down that hill, Electra the better wrestler. Yeah. So, yes, I reversed the one move in the Zelina Vega arsenal because Zelina Vega been hitting his one move in the arsenal since she was in NXT herself managing Andrade El Idolo. So, yes, her Corona can get reversed into throwing you into this barricade, little girl.
I'm saying next, Paul Heyman and Solo Sokoa are backstage where Paul says that these decisions like are not yours to make yet. They're the tribal chiefs to make, in which case Solo says, are you done? They hit his music. They come outside. Paul tries to say something to the effect of Roman Reigns, but before he even utter his name, Solo takes the mic and tries to tell everybody before we just start booing him.
We're just booing Solo Sokoa like... It was different when it was Young Dom Dom, and you know we booing him because he a heel, and we don't really like it. But like we booing Solo because we just genuinely do not like you. Like you Solo, yeah, nah.
But yeah, he says he had to take out a brother in order to gain a new brother, and when he announces his new brother is Tama Tonga, we see a bloodied up Kevin Owens get thrown into the stage. Like oh my God, we know who hit him.
And we're showing blood now, boys and girls.
Oh, yeah, and we're showing blood now. Like, if you go back and watch clips on YouTube, all the blood is on Kevin Owens in the red. Like, there's no more black and white.
No more grayscale.
Like, hooray.
I mean, with the move to Netflix and all that, Eminem, like, we gotta shy away from the stuff we were shying away from, as in, you know, go back to what we've been doing, because Netflix don't kill.
But, yeah, Tama Tonga throws out a bloody Kevin Owens. We throw up our little ones. Kevin Owens comes out, try to get stung. Try to get his, because you know Kevin Owens don't play that. But, you know, 2-on-1 and you would have a concussion already makes you a vulnerable target.
Like, target on the side of your head, baby. Come here.
So, drop Kevin Owens like a bad habit.
Man did, and he is, and he was.
I would say after the attack, we cut to a skybox where Kayla Braxton is ready to interview Damage Control as they're
damage
ready to...
Control. That's how the music said. You don't get to look at me like that. That's how the music said. You don't get to look at me like that.
As they get ready to watch the main event, Dakota claims that Io will have her title back when she's ready for it and says that the Kabukis are still the tag champions and nobody's going to change that until
a storm approaches. Dun, dun,
Jade Cargill
dun,
and
dun,
Bianca
dun.
Belair. Come out and like you know flex on him, basically just flex.
Just stand there, him body girl poses, and then you know sit down. Just out there, like when Buddy met dude from Full Metal, like they just out there just flexing. When Armstrong met other Buddy, just strong, ain't it? Yeah, y'all weak, ally. Sat down, ate popcorn, watched the match.
Like basically, because in the main event. Bayley took on Naomi for the WWE Women's Championship. Was having them a pretty good back and forth match. Like Bayley's first title defense, Naomi's first proper title shot. They love giving Naomi title matches on SmackDown or not pay-per-view, whatever that's about.
But we gave her one on pay-per-view.
Because Naomi, like, first of all, Naomi can have a title match with any... Has had multiple title matches with every horsewoman on SmackDown except Becky. Did it against Sasha, did it against Charlotte 3 times.
And didn't get that title.
Like, but the second one was painful. The second and third one, Naomi won the matches. But it's whatever. It's whatever.
Popped the rear and everything.
But yeah, this time it was Bayley's turn to defend her newly won women's championship. But things were going great, but had to end in no contest because Tiffany Stratton, who is 2-1 against Naomi, had to come out and, you know.
And that is why I interrupted, because I am 2-1 against you. You got a jackknife pinned on me on a random day. Girl, bye. Who are you? Who are you and what is this gear? Ugo.
Ugo, wow.
Who are you and what is this gear? You're ugly. Move on. No. And Bayley, no. It's supposed to be my title anyway. Come here. Let me go and get that up off you. And then gave the prettiest moonsault ever to two individual women.
Like, yes, SmackDown ended with Tiffany Stratton standing tall, the future of your women's division right there, Miss Tiffy.
Love her so much. It's Tiffy time. That match got interrupted because it was Tiffy time. Y'all not on Tiffy time. She's so perfect.
Do you want her to stay on SmackDown during the draft, or do you think she should go to Raw?
Well, whoever is lucky enough to be graced
whoever is lucky enough
by Tiffany's presence should be grateful that she's on that show. Wherever she goes, I'm a follow, so it don't matter. Love her. Love you, too.
And second question. Three-way in France? Three-way in France?
Yes, three-way in France.
Naomi, what if it's four-way? Just throw them all in there. Just go and throw EO in there, too. Just go ahead and fatal four-way, y'all.
EO canonically don't do good in fatal four-ways. Took the pin in the bash. Canonically does not do good.
She didn't say that pin in the bash.
Took the pin in the bash after Renee. Like, nah.
If it's it gotta be a triple threat.
Because EO wins triple threats because my other competitor gonna
never
have a submission
this
move.
Move.
My other competitor definitely got a submission move in the kit, and I'm just be on top of the rope.
Naomi. Bayley, Naomi, and EO Shirai. Got Bayley in the LTG. Oh my God, Muzan.
Bayley in the FTG. Bayley don't have.
Because I'm a land on. Both of them,
if
I moonsault onto the FTG, that's both of y'all.
That's a crunch too, baby. Like, oof.
Like, it's a concussion on one of y'all.
Well,
but that's what we got going in WWE. Like we said, we're on our way to Backlash in a couple weeks. The draft starts Friday. We're crowning a new women's world champion on Monday Night Raw. Number one contender AJ Styles, Street Profits. No news on the U.S. title this week. The Logan Paul Levesque era. Oh, we didn't see Logan Paul this week because he announced that him and his girlfriend are pregnant.
Congratulations, Miss Paul.
Like, congratulations, Mr. Paul.
Baby Paul.
All right.
It's going to be Baby Paul. Like, wait.
All right, and now we jump into AEW. Like we said, like we said, these are the go home shows for AEW Dynasty, which comes on as of time recording tonight for us. Like, would have been on by the time y'all hear this. So we're gonna run through this so we can get ready to be in place for Derek.
Get ready to be in place for AEW Dynasty.
No Tony Khan give us 19 hours.
Tony
harassing.
Khan is about to give. Oh, I just remember that. Oh my God.
This is the Tony Khan production.
Tony Khan, boy, it's a Jazzy Filler production, because it's gonna be so long. Tony finna have us sitting down from 7 to 10:45 Monday morning. Like, didn't miss my job trying to catch up. Didn't miss my job trying to catch up AEW Dynasty. I hope Tony Khan knows I'm using him. I'm using his name when I get called. Like, where you at? See, Tony Khan came down. Alright, let's get into it. So much.
Alright, so let's go on and get into it. Let's not waste no more time, pimp. We start this week's episode of AEW Dynamite with the new IWGP World Heavyweight Champion, John Moxley. He's basically out here to celebrate his new championship and to celebrate AEW because this is what he's been chasing for the last 5 years. No one thought that Jon Moxley would ever be on AEW television holding the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship. Well, mark it down in 2024 that I did it.
First man to ever hold AEW, WWE, and IWGP World Heavyweight titles. So if your question, you got a question, who is the best member of the Shield? Like, it's probably the dude with what's currently got a belt around his waist. But hey, like who you like.
Like I said, like they had to lose theirs. They had to lose theirs in order for me to get this.
No, they didn't.
Like that is exactly how they had it. There is no way they are about to hold the WWE Universal, WWE World Heavyweight, and IWGP. There is no way all three of them are going to have that.
So Shield can't have
it. Absolutely not.
Well, why not?
Absolutely no.
Why not?
Like emphatically no.
Shield boys on top.
Like emphatically no. Like
Shield boys on top.
Had to make that Universal Exchange.
Shield boys on top.
Like had to make that Universal. Universal Exchange.
Shield boys on top.
But since the Don Callis family ain't really about it, just because y'all want to take out Danielson ahead of his match against Will Ospreay. So to prove that y'all ain't about it, I'm about to go after the biggest dog in y'all yard, Powerhouse Hobbs. I'll see you in the main event next week, buddy.
That's a nice favor for Powerhouse Hobbs. Doing that man a favor like that, putting him in a match with Jon Moxley. Nice. Philanthropic of him. Like.
Before our opening contest, Willow Nightingale is attacked backstage, making our opening contest go from kind of a tag team match to a bit of a handicap match as
Brody King. Handicap mixed tag is wild. Because what was going to happen if Julia attacked herself in?
I'm just going to fight out. I'm coming, baby. The House of Blacks, Brody King, and TBS champion Julia Hart took on the TNT champion Adam Edge Copeland and number one contender Willow Nightingale. Like I said, Willow did eventually come out to make it a tag team match. Ultimately, even hitting the cannonball on Brody did a little and all that stuff. But it was awful not because Julia just backed her with a chain and then put her in Harlan.
Champion, baby.
Like at the Edge spent most of that match trying to make sure they would get some kind of up, like just backed her with a chain and put her in Harlan while she passed out, go to bed. Oh my God, night night. After I didn't relinquish the hold, Mercedes Moné came out to make the save with a chair. Obviously, Willow Nightingale's in the ring, and I got a chair. I'm a look at her. Because I can lay you out right now. You broke my ankle. I can do this, girl, Willow, right now. But I threw the chair down. I shook hands with Adam and I left. I let you have it. You gonna survive today. You ain't gonna win that belt Sunday. But I hope you do. So I can take it from you.
It double or nothing when I finally have a match.
Like, bro, it gotta be next week. It gotta be Wednesday. Like, you've been here a month. Over a month now, it has to be Wednesday.
And if it ain't, what then?
Then go home. Like,
no, man.
The name of this place is called All Elite Wrestling. If you so elite, then come. Like, if you was the elite, because you's definitely already the all. Like, can you come do the W, please, Mr. Moné? Please get in the ring. Love you, mean it. Renee Paquette interviews Samoa Joe backstage, who basically says that Swerve is a choke artist, and basically Prince Nana's dirty. He called Prince Nana dirty. He said, like, when I saw them holding my title, like, I don't know where they've been. Like, he called Prince Nana dirty. But yeah, says Swerve is a baller and a choke artist, and that Prince Nana is dirty, and that they are not going to take my title from me Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, they're not. Samoa Joe, longest reigning Ring of Honor TV champion, like AEW Kingpin, King of Television. Like, who are y'all? What y'all done did? You choke people, like, those are actual court cases that you just glorifying, but it's okay.
Next in in-ring action, the Elite EVPs, Matthew Nicholas and Kazuchika, took on Pac, Danny Garcia, and Penta El Zero Miedo. Obviously, Pac still has his Continental Crown Championship match against Kazuchika Okada. So this was like pretty much a warm-up match for the both of them. Like, you know how we love throwing them in a tag team match so they ain't got to face each other one-on-one ahead of the pay-per-view. Most of this match was revolved around the EVPs working around Daniel Garcia because Daniel Garcia now has this relationship with FTR.
Yeah. FT dancing Garcia.
Even to the point where Matt grabbed the microphone and was yelling at Garcia to show him something. In which case, I picked him up for the suplex. Okay, you can put me down now. Like, okay, you can put me down. I put him down, all right.
No, you said show you something, so I showed you.
That's why I showed you suplex, baby. But the night did belong to the EVPs as they hit the super kick party, Rainmaker combo on Daniel Garcia. Then, after the match, hit him with the BTE trigger and tried to attack him through a ladder. But, you know, Pac and that famous ball-peen hammer.
Ball-peen-ditty.
You know, chased them away.
I ran down there, started swinging like stole it. And I mean, yeah, if I see Pop running at me with a ball peen, I'm kind of leaving. And by kind of, I mean quickly.
Next, these are the cliff notes, but this is exactly how this segment happened. Chris Jericho tries to convince Hook to join Jericho's mid-card vortex.
Mid-card vortex is crazy.
He called it the Jericho vortex.
He called it the learning tree and the Jericho vortex. Remember I was telling you about all the words he was trying to get copyrighted and all that. So you heard
like the said, like I said, like as a fan of wrestling news for a while, and to steal from fellow collaborators from overseas, like. Baby, the Baron Corbin mid-card vortex has been a thing. So, Chris Jericho, you on copyrighting vortexes, you just stealing their thing. So, like I said, the Chris Jericho mid-card vortex,
yeah.
He begged Hook to be a part of it. When Hook said, nah, Jericho started trying to yell. Taz said, Jericho, you need to chill. Jericho said, Taz, you need to shut up. Then, you know, very stupidly, Jericho pushed Taz in front of his son.
My son, like, you can't push me in front of my murderer's intent having son. Like
in which case the commentators let us know that Taz like has been, you know, like having knee trouble, which is why like him getting pushed, like so I'm trying to get up wasn't happening for real. So, you know, Hook said, I used to respect you, now you've crossed the line. Get out of my ring before I hurt you. Get out of my ring. Get out of my ring.
And then
you're still not leaving, get out of
Chris
my ring.
Jericho, you know, got out of his ring.
Like, get out of my ring. So, like, so now, like, just got to drop Jericho at Dynasty. Got to happen. Like, you pushed my daddy.
Just got to drop him on his head, bro. Until Chris Jericho pulls somebody else up and to join the learning tree of Jericho, a.k.a. the Jericho Vortex.
Jericho mid-card Vortex.
Sure. We'll call it whatever. And call it Chris Jericho trying to be relevant.
Swerve says that he's going to keep getting up no matter what Samoa Joe does, because that's what he does. And how is he confident that he's going to beat Samoa Joe? I'm going to tell you in the ring, buddy, is what he told Renee, with all the respect. Next, Deonna Purrazzo took on Mariah May in our, well, we had two women's matches this week. Look at this progression.
Oh, my God. Anything except women.
Like I said, but Deonna Purrazzo took on Mariah May. Deonna Purrazzo did manage to sneak out a win, but immediately after the match, Toni Storm tried to come out and attack what was saved by Thunder Rosa. Deonna told Thunder, I didn't want your help because, like, I tried to save you last week. You had a lot of little attitudes, and no, I don't need you this week. You know, they pushed each other, like, no, forget it, whatever. Thunder Rosa then, you know, just smears makeup on Toni Storm's face. They'll have a match for the titles tonight.
That thing we on.
Orange Cassidy defeated Shane Taylor and was just basically a nice little show, another little great showing on TV for Shane Taylor Promotions. Good for them. And match of the night, Claudio Castagnoli took on Will Ospreay. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Like like I said, he crunched out of the swing into a DDT. How?
Billy the Goat, that's how.
Like, core strength on unbelievable. Like, please watch match. Hidden Blade for the win. Watch match. 10 out of 10. Eh. Then Swerve comes out, calls out Samoa Joe to the ring. And, like, basically, they don't say nothing. They just fight. They just go at it. Like, as soon as Samoa Joe hits the ring, like, we fighting. Samoa Joe stands tall after him. Like, because I was going to go for the Swerve stomp after I hit the house call on Samoa Joe. But then, you know, Muscle Buster is made out of Muscle Buster.
Muscle Buster is made out of, you on the top rope.
Like, no, you're not. Like, top rope and Samoa Joe don't mix. Like,
okay.
Just gonna crunchitize your stuff, boy. So, yeah, Samoa Joe stood tall to close out Dynamite. I personally still got Swerve winning, though. I got Swerve going. I got Swerve coming out of Dynasty as world champion.
Yeah. I can see it. I can definitely see it.
While we're on the subject of predictions, Julia Hart and Willow Nightingale.
Julia. Because Chris Statlander turning heel.
Chris Statlander turning heel.
Chris Statlander turning heel, so Julia.
I think Willow should win, and then we should have the heel turn like during the Monet feud.
No, because the Monet feud.
Because the Monet feud needs to have the belt in it.
Monet feud ain't culminating until Double or Nothing.
Just put this child in the ring already.
No.
Like we didn't have, like I said, Kazuchika Okada came over here, debuted, had a match, and even got a title off. So, like, come on, girl.
Kazuchika Okada was ready to wrestle. Like we picked up a relatively okay Kazuchika Okada. We signed a broken ankled Mercedes Moné.
I thought we weren't signing her until she was clear. That was the whole thing.
Oh no, baby. We signed her. We signed before she got clear. That's why she ain't done nothing. Like she ain't officially cleared yet. We just signed her. And she healed.
Gross. Anyway. AEW Call His Own, the wrestler show.
I don't have another fake wrestling intro to go with that one. Like I was just doing the whole wrong wrestling intro thing. A collision or this is a collision.
Yeah, and what a collision it was. And it started off hot, too.
Believe me. See, there it is. Came up with.
Collision starts off with the TNT champion, Adam Copeland, the Ring of Honor world champion, Mark Briscoe, and the New Japan strong champion, Eddie Kingston, taking on Top Flight and Action Andretti ahead of their match with the House of Black at Dynasty. First of all, that's a lopsided tag team match.
Man, let me tell you.
TNT champion, Ring of Honor world champion, New Japan strong champion, Dante Darius Martin and Action Andretti.
Action Andretti.
One of those people has beaten the Ocho.
One of us has beaten Chris Jericho, so like, got a Top Flight size backpack on in this match, if you ask me. got a Top Flight book bag on in this match, if you ask me, because what has Top Flight done besides, you know, break a wing? Yeah.
But, this was actually very good for Top Flight Andretti, like, being able to get that rub off of those three, like that's definitely the old guard versus, this is definitely the old guard versus new guard type match.
Yeah.
Like, because first of all, Top Flight going against tag team royalty and Mark Briscoe and Adam Copeland. Like, I can say royalty on that, because first of all, Briscoe's say something. And then Edgerton got tag team titles with everybody under the sun. Him and Christian themselves about 9 times.
Yeah.
I said, then I got tag. Christian, Hogan, Jericho, Orton. Look, Edge got a tag team resume. Like, I got a tag team championship around with Hulk Hogan. Like, who are y'all? Ray Ray. Powerhouse Hobbs defeated a jobber. I don't even think Justin Roberts or Ian Riccoboni got that.
Powerhouse Hobbs had a match. The Powerhouse Hobbs won, folks.
Basically. After the match, Don Callis says, I always make things happen for Japan. I was the one who dotted the line for Alpha versus Omega and this, that, and the third. So guess what? I'm going to do it again. The main event match on next Wednesday's Dynamite that we announced earlier, John Moxley versus Powerhouse Hobbs. That match will now be for the IWGP World's Heavyweight Championship. John Moxley's first title defense will happen on Dynamite.
It's a bit wild that my first defense of his Japanese title is not on Japanese soil, but it's okay. It's okay. We got a working relationship with them. They love us. We love them. Yeah.
After that, the Guns took on the Acclaimed and just a little warm-up tag team match before we have this winner-takes-all trios match. On the 0 hour of Dynasty, Guns came out with the victory. And there's not much to it.
3-10 to Yuma.
In a bunkhouse brawl, aka street fight.
Like with AEW gonna throw a different kind of name on AEW. At least they're gonna make their different kind of names fun. WWE's gonna call it no holds barred, no DQ, What else? We got Extreme Rules, Street Fight. Like all of it's the same. Like it's a no DQ match, baby.
If you wanted to watch four of the best wrestlers just go out there and do whatever they wanted for 10 minutes,
go ahead this, and do
for
that.
About 10 to 15 minutes. This is your match for you because Bryan Danielson and Claudio Castagnoli took on Ring of Honor Television Champion Kyle Fletcher and Konosuke Takeshita. And like I said, a bunkhouse brawl, which just means go out there and fight.
Just means go out there and was out there
doing the thing, boy.
Fight night.
And boy, they did. Once again, first of all, Takeshita on the, and these suplexes on this ramp has to stop.
Takeshita and these knees got to stop. Like, he can do whatever he wants, but I'm not taking a single Konosuke Takeshita knee at all. Because, like, whatever's in Takeshita's knees is the same thing as an ELP boot for these super kicks. So, like,
I like how the chain is starting to be AEW's weapon of choice.
I mean, hey, baby, because like, wrap around there, hey.
Like,
crack him in the mouth in it.
Because, like, Bryan Danielson got the win for his team with this LaBelle lock, with this chain and Kyle Fletcher's mouth.
Like, crack him in the mouth means crack him in the mouth.
I would say, after the match, Bryan Danielson said, I don't appreciate how everybody... They see me have these matches week on week, everybody keep trying to break my neck ahead of the biggest match of my life. So I'm putting it to y'all straight like this. Since I done made it to Dynasty, Will Ospreay, I'm going to beat you. Like, his words not mine, just peach and shout. But like, Will Ospreay, I'm going to get you, boy. Once again, that's finna be match of the year. It's going to be so good tonight.
It's going to be fantastic.
Sky Blues beat Legit Layla Hirsch by submission in our Obligatory Collision women's match. And in the main event, FTR and Pac took on the EVP Elites. This was to build up towards everyone's title match, as the Bucks and FTR will compete in a ladder match for the vacant AEW World Tag Team Championships. And Pac will challenge Kazuchika Okada for the AEW Continental Crown Championship. What is the legal name of that belt?
AEW title.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. I said, what is the legal name of that championship?
The AEW Continental Championship is the name of that title. But it's the AEW title.
However, this main event right here, six-man wrestling right here.
Yeah.
It's got dang Neville and the Revival went out there and showed that those people are dead. This is FTR and Pac, and we are definitely able to hang with the best wrestlers in the world. WWE dropped the ball with so much talent, yo.
They did. They usually do.
Because this match was beautiful. FTR, Dax Harwood in particular, got the win by putting Nick Jackson in a sharpshooter, tapped him out. Afterwards, Daniel Garcia joined in the four-way beatdown of Kazuchika Okada, including a standing octopus that Pat just hit while everybody else was just kicking Okada. Like, that was just rude.
I mean, who won't smoke me?
Who you got in this Continental Crown Championship match?
Pac.
You got the Bastard defeating the Rainmaker?
Yeah.
It's going to be a pretty close match, but the moment that Black Arrow miss, I'm going to whine that Rainmaker
open. The moment that Black Arrow miss. Because
that's exactly what it's going to come down to. That Black Arrow going to miss, and I'm going to just have to wind it on him.
It's either going to miss or I'm hitting on his back and then going right into that brutalizer.
Oh, all right. Black Arrow to the back is instant brutalizer. Like, I don't care how much range you make, tap out right now.
Getting this dude in the belt, baby, like mine.
But also, we got FTR versus the Young Bucks 4.
I don't care. I don't care. I'm so.
Do you not care because of the feud, or do you not care about the things that led up this past month because of the feud?
I don't care because of the feud.
You're done with the FTR.
I'm done with FTR in the books. Like, I get it. Y'all the best. Okay, move
y'all
on.
The best.
Like, blaze your trail and make
y'all run. The best until Phoenix come back. That's the thing. Like, y'all are the best because there's only one Lucha Brother. Like, y'all are the best because there's only one Lucha Brother right now.
Devhart.com. Blaze your trail, make room for somebody else to walk down it. Like, move on. Like, blaze your trail and get out the way. Like, merge and move on, baby. Like, come on. I'm letting you in. Now go ahead. Speed up now. There you go.
I was like, and for special go home show treat, Rampage was moved from Friday to Saturday, where we did a collision Rampage First of all, for you 420 people, this was for y'all. We had a 420 elimination four-way between Commander, Isaiah Cassidy, Big Shotty Lee Johnson, and Rob Van Dam.
Because it's not 420 in wrestling without Rob Van Dam.
Y'all know who won. Anyway.
Commander won the match. And
Commander did beat Isaiah Cassidy to claim the first fall. Hey. Then RVD beat Lee Johnson. And then RVD beat Commander. Because it was an elimination match. Next, Yuka Sakazaki, the magical girl, made her way back to the AEW to take on Your Highness Emi Sakura. Like, love me an Emi Sakura match. Love me Emi Sakura in general. Like, love whenever she's around. But this match did belong to the magical girl, Yuka Sakazaki. And in the main event, Kyle O'Reilly, Rocky Romero, and Daddy Magic, Matt Menard, took on Roderick Strong, Matt Taven, Mike Bennett, the Undisputed Kingdom. And the good guys won ahead of Kyle O'Reilly's title match with Roderick Strong. Don't care about the Undisputed Kingdom.
It was a hodgepodge match. Kyle O'Reilly, Daddy Magic,
and Rocky Romero.
Yeah, like y'all don't care about that match. Don't lie.
Don't care about the Undisputed Kingdom because the Undisputed Kingdom lost that match.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
Like the winners of this match was Kyle O'Reilly, Rocky Romero, and Daddy Magic.
It sounds like several disputes in this kingdom, but it's okay.
It sounds like several disputes.
Several disputes in this kingdom, but it's all right.
But yeah, like this. This was to build up. Well, to try to build interest, it didn't.
It didn't at all.
In this match between Kyle O'Reilly and Roderick Strong for the AEW International Championship. Like, boy, don't care about the International Championship at all. Put this belt back on Orange Cassidy. Like, that belt went from Pop to Orange Cassidy to Phoenix and John Moxley to Orange Cassidy. And only with Orange Cassidy does this belt matter.
Yeah, that's about it. You're right.
Like, but that was the weekly AEW programming.
And that has been your weekend wrestling.
All this leads up to tonight's Dynasty card, where the matches will go as follows. We're going to get some quick predictions as I run down the card. First, at 0 hour, we have Orange Cassidy. Yes! I'm sorry, There is a wrestler on my 0 hour. Orange Cassidy and Katsuyori Shibats will take on the Shane Taylor Promotions. Shane Taylor
and Anthony Ogogo?
Nah, Lee Moriarty.
Okay, so Mr. Ogogo, like...
Ain't Mr. Ogogo injured?
No.
So he's just their commentary team?
I was going to say, baby, Mr. Ogogo finna give you this Sasha Banks talk, girl. Like, You got a week. Like you got a very strong bell ringer over your right hand, but like I'm gonna need you to see you in the ring when the bell rings.
Orange Cassidy and Katsuyori Shibata will take on Lee Moriarty and Shane Taylor. Trent Beretta will take on Matt Sydal because he'll turn. In a winner takes all match, the AEW Trios champions, the Acclaimed, will take on the Ring of Honor six-man tag team champions, Bullet Club Gold. Like we said, winner takes all. This will be for the Trios and six-man titles. Hook will take on Chris Jericho for the FTW championship because Chris Jericho don't know how to keep his hands off people daddies.
How you push my daddy, bro? Like, where your daddy? I'm going to go push him, like...
Get that, Mr. Hooker. Chris Jericho walks away with this dub. Like, I'm going to be disgusted. The House of Black takes on team champion, TNT champion Adam Copeland, Ring of Honor world champion Mark Briscoe, and New Japan Strong champion Eddie Kingston. This is a victory that the House of Black need, and then they need to go and get them trio titles back. Honestly, that's just my personal opinion.
Same.
Julia Hart looks to defend her TBS championship against Willow Nightingale. Like I said, I feel like Willow needs to win the title just for the Sasha Banks storyline to go somewhere.
Yeah.
What you got? I said, I asked for a prediction.
Julio, like, wait, was that a question? Ew.
Tony Storm, Timeless, defends her AEW Women's World Championship.
Sandbag Susie.
Thunder Rosa. I'm giving it to Tony because Thunder Rosa needs to probably lose this belt to that girl because that interim is still over that little spider web. So, like, Tony Storm has to beat Thunder Rosa here tonight, in my opinion.
Yep. Tony.
Like, let's go, Tony. In the battle of the Undisputed Era, Roger Strong defends his AEW International Championship against Kyle O'Reilly. Like, once again, just glad that Kyle O'Reilly is back and able to wrestle. It was looking touch and go.
Hope you get this belt, Mr. O'Reilly.
Same, like, definitely long overdue for a single championship. Kazuchika Okada defends the AEW Continental Championship.
Against the man that's walking out of there with the AEW Continental Championship.
The
Pac.
Just Rob's going to put his foot in it.
He's going to put his whole ankle in it.
He's going to put his foot in it. In a ladder match for the vacant AEW World Tag Team Championships, it is FTR versus the Young Bucks 4.
Okay.
The Bucks are going to give it to themselves.
They're going to give it to themselves.
The Bucks are going to give it to themselves.
The MVP Bucks are definitely going to give it to themselves.
In match of the year contingency, Will Ospreay and Brian Danielson are just finna tear it up. Ain't no stipulation, ain't no tournament. We just finna
prove you that I'm doing this for my family, bro.
Just finna go out here and do it, baby. And in the main event, the AEW World Championship match, Samoa Joe. Total Nation of Violence is hard.
It is.
Samoa Joe looks to defend his world championship.
In whose house?
Swerve's house.
Stop, bro. I guess we know who we want to win.
The world was like love Samoa Joe to death, but the world ain't no Swerve to win this one. Like, gotta take
gotta
it.
Gotta be AEW champion of the world, Swerve.
Like, I need this for my boy. We need Big Swerve to come out on top. We need big pressure.
The finisher or the act of just him winning?
All of it.
Okay.
We gotta go into Wednesday ready to knock a building over. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was our week in wrestling. That was Raw, that was SmackDown, that was the Doves.
Bit of TNA for you.
I threw some total nonstop action in you. Now we prepare for Dynasty. We hope everyone has a great week. Quan, any closing remarks for the people?
CEO. I don't think the closing remarks is gonna change.
It's just gonna be CEO for a while.
Pretty much, like, because y'all not rich.
Well, whatever floats your boat, pimp. Like I said, we about to get ready to get out here so we can get in place for Tony Khan's 19 hours of professional wrestling content. 92
hours of professional wrestling. Like I said, it's going to start at 7 tonight. It's going to end at 11 o'clock Wednesday morning. I'm going to lose so much time.
Wednesday morning, crazy.
I'm going to lose so much time and sleep behind this. But I'm going to watch it. It's going to be great. We're going to have us a good old time out there watching Dynasty.
So, yeah, with that said, on behalf of your World Tag Team Champions, Index Incorporated.
Oh, yeah.
The Quan Deniable One. I am SWS ZJ Pierce.
Reminding y'all that Toxic Attraction is the best female faction ever. Point blank, period. That's it. Keep it toxic.
I ain't switching out the Astro. Like, we ain't just nerds watching wrestling. We are toxic.
Nerds life. Watching wrestling. Well, yeah.